ברשות כבוד מרנן ורבנן, הרבנים הגאונים, הרב לשר והרב סינגר וכל הרבנים וכל הלומדים כאן. First of all, I'm very happy to be here now. This is the second time. And I was asked this time to talk not halakha, to say something for chizuk. Be'ezrat Hashem, we will read this Shabbat, Parashat Shmot. Hashem is sending Moshe Rabbeinu to save Am Yisrael. And from the beginning, Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, "Va'ani yadati ki lo yiten etchem melech Mitzrayim lahaloch. Veshalachti et yadi ve'hiketi et Mitzrayim." Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, "I know Paro will not let you go. And I want to give him many plagues. He will suffer and then he will release you." In Parashat Vayera, Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu again, "Paro, lo yishma alechem Paro, leman revot mofetai be'eretz Mitzrayim. I want to make miracles in Egypt, and because of that, Paro will not listen to you. Va'ani akshe et lev Paro." Hashem said, "I will make the heart of Paro hard. He will not listen to you." Usually, we have a right to choose if we want to be good or bad. It is written in the Torah, "Re'e natati lefanecha et ha'chaim ve'et ha'tov ve'et ha'mavet ve'et ha'ra uvacharta b'chaim." Everyone can choose if he wants to be good or Chas v'Shalom, if he wants to be bad. And if he chose good, he will get reward. If he chose bad, he will get punishment. Yeah, we have two choices all the time. We have to fight against Yetzer Hara. We have Yetzer HaTov, Yetzer Hara. Every day we are fighting, and we have to be good. But we never heard that someone, Hashem, took away from him the right to choose. Paro, according to the pasuk, "Va'ani akshe et lev Paro," it means that Paro could not choose. What kind of punishment is this? Hashem had to let him choose. If he wants to be good, okay. If not, okay, give him. But we can see here that the punishment itself was that he could not choose. What kind of punishment is this? We never saw that before Paro and after Paro. Never happened like that, that Hashem took away from someone the right to choose between good or bad. That question, Rashi talk about that, Parashat Vayera. Rashi has an explanation. The meaning of Rashi, that really he couldn't choose Paro. Ramban didn't accept with Rashi. He makes another explanation. But also, according to Ramban, he almost couldn't choose. Rabbeinu Avraham ibn Ezra, Parashat Kitisa, he has long explanation that Paro could choose. I want to explain one explanation. I think it's right. It's big musar even to us. And according to my explanation, we can put it Rashi, Ramban, and Ibn Ezra. All of them, we can make peace, shalom, between all of them. Okay, I want to tell you. We, Baruch Hashem, have two choices. We could choose good or Chas v'Shalom bad. But many times, Yetzer Hara is very strong, and we choose bad, but we think we didn't choose bad. Sometimes we lie to ourselves. I will tell you a story. It is written in the Navi and Hazal together. Story, we can see it. Yehoshua bin Nun, after he destroyed Yericho, he said, Aru ha'ish asher yivne et Yericho. בבחורו יסדנה ובצעירו יציב דלתיה. יהושע בן נון said, he cursed the one that will build back Yericho. He said, יהושע בן נון, this city should be destroyed forever. And the one that will build Yericho, when he will make the foundation, his oldest son will die. And if he continues, his children will die one by one, all of them. When he will make Hanukkah Bayit, he will finish, his youngest son will die. So since Yehoshua bin Nun said that, nobody tried to build Yericho. Until the time of Ahav Arasha, Ahav. There is pasuk, Ba'et ha'hi, Bana hi'el bet ha'eli, et ha'ir et Yericho. Ba'aviram bechoro isda, uvizguv tzeiro hetziv dlatea. Hi'el bet ha'eli, big Rasha, he, Ahav, appointed him to build Yericho, and he built Yericho. When he made the foundation, he was announced that his oldest son, Aviram, died. But he was so big Rasha, he continued. He built, and another son died, until he lost all of his children. When he put the doors, it was announced that his youngest son, Zguv, died. So, no children. Oh, he lost all of his children. Okay. We have to understand, how come? Rasha is Rasha. But it doesn't mean that Rasha is stupid. So, big stupid to lose his children. Let's say he is big Rasha. He is like Lapid. He said, he screams, I don't believe. Okay, good, you don't believe. But after the first son died, even Reshaim, they love their children. After the first one died, he could say, no, I don't believe, but I resign. But he didn't do that. He didn't resign. He continued. What was on his brain? How come he was so stupid? Why he did it? But according to Hazal, we can understand why he did it. Hazal said that after it happened, Hashem appeared to Eliyahu Hanavi. Hashem told him, Eliyahu, go to for Nihum Avelim to Chiel Bet Ha'eli. It was big Kiddush Hashem. Everybody saw the hand of Hashem, so go. Eliyahu Navi told Hashem, if I go, probably Ahav Harasha will be there. And Ahav, of course, he will say some words, he will speak against Hashem. And Eliyahu Navi was Kanoi. So if Ahav speak against Hashem, Eliyahu said, I will answer him. Hashem said, okay, go, answer him, and I promise you, anything you will say, I will fulfill. Okay. Eliyahu Navi went, Ahav HaRasha came. And of course, they let talk, to make speech. To who? Not Eliyahu Navi, Ahav. Ahav made a speech. He said like that. He asked the people, Moshe Rabbeinu and Yehoshua Bin Nun, who was bigger, who was greater, Moshe or Yehoshua? Of course, Moshe Rabbeinu. Pnei Moshe kifnei Hama, Pnei Yehoshua kifnei Levana. Moshe Rabbeinu was like a sun, Yehoshua like the moon. So of course, Moshe is much more than Yehoshua. And he said like that, Moshe Rabbeinu wrote in the Torah, ישמרו לכם פנפתי לבבכם וסרתם ועבדתם אלוהים אחרים. If you worship idols, וחרה אף השם בכם, השם will be angry, ועצר את השמיים, השם will close the sky, no rain, והאדמה לא תיתן את יבולה, no plants will be, ועבדתם מהרה. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu said. And Ahav said about himself, look, he worshipped all the idols in the world, all the time. And look, nothing happened. Rain, plants, wheat, fruits, everything. So we can see that Moshe Rabbeinu's curse was nothing. He didn't fulfill. So how come Moshe Rabbeinu curse didn't fulfill and Yeshua fulfilled? Impossible. It means, according to that the children of Hiel Bet Ha'eli, they died. It was an accident. Everyone, different accident, but it's not because of the curse of Yeshua. Impossible. Curse of Yeshua will be stronger than the curse of Moshe Rabbeinu. Impossible. So if the curse of Moshe didn't fulfill, kol sheken, kal vachomer, the curse of Yehoshua. According to that, we can understand what was in the brain of Hiel Bet Ha'eli. Hiel Bet Ha'eli, when he started, he said he's a picoiris, he doesn't believe. But he thought maybe Chas v'Shalom something will happen. But then he thought, no, nothing will happen. Why? Because there is rain. There is everything is okay. The curse of Moshe didn't fulfill. So why the curse of Yehoshua? So for sure nothing will happen. When his oldest son died, the first moment probably he thought, wow, my son died. It's because of Yehoshua. And then he thought, no way, it's not because of Yehoshua. Why? Moshe Rabbeinu. The curse of Moshe Rabbeinu didn't fulfill. So for sure, it's not because of Yehoshua. So he continued. It's an accident. He was sure it's an accident. Why? The curse of Moshe Rabbeinu didn't fulfill. It means that if someone wants to be Rasha and he wants to find excuses about what he is going to do, if he tries, he will find it. בדרך שאדם רוצה ללך, בא מוליכין אותו. The way he wants to go, he will go. Excuses, he will find them. The same thing was with Paro. Hashem didn't take away from him the right to choose between good or bad. But every plague, Hashem put something that he could find excuses not to believe. The first one, Makat Dam. Dam, the magicians of Egypt, Hatumim, they could do the same. So he said, yeah, okay, it's not for Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu is a magician like I have. The same thing. Makat Sfardea, the same. Makat, every plague, he could find excuses. According to Hazal, an example, Makat Devil. Makat Devil. Hashem told him, all of you animals will die. Babakar, Batson, Susim, all you animals will die. And Hashem said, Vifleti bayom ahu, the same day you will see miracle. All the Egyptians' animals will die, and all the Jewish people's animal. V'lo yamut mikol livnei Yisrael davar. Even one not will die from the Jewish people. Then it is written in the Pasuk, V'yishlach paro, v'hine lo met mimikne Yisrael, ad echad. One from the Jewish people, one his animals died. Who was this one? There was someone, his mother came from tribe of Dan, Shevet Dan, Ben Ish Mitzri, his father was a goy, in Egyptian, his mother was Jewish. According to the halakha, before Hashem gave us Torah, we had to follow the father. So this man is an Egyptian. But Pao, he knew the halakha that we have to go after the mother. So he said, this man is Jewish. And his animals died. And Hashem killed his animals because his father was an Egyptian. But for Pao, it was enough to prove that it's not because of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu said, no one from the Jewish people, and it happened to one. So, Rashal, you could see that all of you people, thousands, millions of people, all the animals died. And because of one Jewish man also died, because of that, he didn't believe. Because this was for him the excuse not to believe. The same thing we can see in Makat Barad. Makat Barad, Pao was in the palace. So for him, the Barad was not so bad. The problem was the voices, kolot. Hazal said that it was boom every time, big noise, and he fell down from his chair to the floor. So he asked Moshe Rabbeinu, please, first of all, about the voices, please, akolot. Moshe Rabbeinu said, okay, ketzeti et ha'ir, akolot yahdalun. First thing, I will stop the voices, the booming all the time, and then the barad. Then there is pasuk, vayar paro ki hadal hamatar vehabarad vehakolot. Hashem made it the opposite. Pao, he saw no barat, but still voices. So he said, it's not like Moshe Rabbeinu told me. So we can see, if someone wants excuses, he can find them. That happened to Pao. He could choose, but every step, Hashem put something like traps to him, and every trap he saw, if he put himself inside the trap. That was the story with Paul. But now let's continue the subject I spoke about Eliyahu Navi. Let's continue what happened with Eliyahu Navi. When Ahav Arasha said that the curse of Moshe Rabbeinu didn't fulfill, and Yeshua ben Nun, it means that also Yeshua ben Nun, Eliyahu Navi stood up. He was, as I said, he was Kanoi. And he said, Chai Hashem Elokei Israel, he swore, Chai Hashem Elokei Israel, Asher Amadti Lefanav, Im Yeh Tal U'Matar, Ki Im Lefi Dvari. He said, you said like that, you have rain, from now on no rain, nothing, it will be hunger. And it happened. And many people died. And Eliyahu Navi went far. And Chazal said that Hashem wanted to cancel what Eliyahu Navi did, but Hashem promised him, I will fulfill anything you will say. So what Hashem did, Eliyahu Navi went to a woman, and she was tzadeket, big tzadeket, and he was a guest at her house, and suddenly her son died. The woman came to Eliyahu Navi and she blamed him. She said, my son died because of you. Until you came, I was the biggest tzadeket. I was perfect. So I got a son. When you came, you are much bigger than me. So because you came, I lost my son. So Eliyahu Navi started to pray, to beg Hashem to give him power to make him alive again. Hashem told Eliyahu Navi, there are three keys that Hashem never gave them to anyone. The Gemara said that in Masechet Ta'anit. Shalosh maftechot. Shlosha maftechot. Parnasa. Matar, matar de parnasa, iftach Hashem lecha et otzaro hatov et hashamayim. Hashem himself brings rain. Tchiyat amitim, ki ani Hashem befitchi et kivotechem. There is pasuk that Hashem himself is making, will make be'ezrat Hashem the tchiyat amitim. The third thing, children, vayiftach et rahma. Hashem himself makes the decision and give children. So Hashem told Eliyahu Navi, look, I have three keys. One, I gave it to you. According to the Tosfot, temporary, Hashem gives. So Hashem gave it to Eliyahu Navi, the key of the rain. So you close it now, no rain. I have now two, Tchiyat Amitim, and children. Now you want to take the second one, you will have two, I will have one. It's not nice. So you want to make Tchiyat Amitim? Give me back the key of rain. Eliyahu Navi said, okay. He gave it to Hashem, so he got power, and he make the child alive again. Tchiyat Amitim. Then Hashem told him, Lech hera'e el Ahav ve'etena matar. Now Hashem can bring rain. But because Eliyahu swore, it will not be rain until I will say, Hashem told him, now go and tell them that Hashem is going to bring matar, rain. So Eliyahu Navi went to Ahav, and Ahav shouted at him, Ocher Israel, and Eliyahu Navi answered. It was a big argument, and then they made decision. And the mountain Carmel, you know Carmel, it's in Haifa. It's big, big mountain in Eretz Israel, the biggest. So they will go on the top, they will build two altars. One for Hashem and one for Baal. Baal was the name of their Avodah Zarah, their idols. And the 400 priests of Baal will come from one side. From the other side will be Eliyahu. Everyone will make a sacrifice, will put it on the altar. The one that will bring fire from heaven, he won. So Hazal said that Ahav, he was smart. He knew he cannot bring fire from heaven. What he did? He gave them an order to build the altar empty inside. And night before, they took someone, Hiel Bet Ha'eli, the same one that built Yericho. They put him inside the altar and they gave him lapid. Lapid. So they closed it. He was inside with lapid. And Hashem sent a snake, and the snake killed him. Lapid died. Lapid died. Okay. So, next day, Eliyahu Navi came, and the priests came, and they took. First miracle was that the bull didn't want to go for the Baal, for Avodah Zarah. They tried, they pushed, no, nothing, he didn't move. So Eliyahu Navi came to him and said, go, because of you will be also Kiddush Hashem. So he went. He went, and they put him on the altar, they killed him, they put him on the altar, and they started to scream, Abal Anenu, Abal Anenu. Ve'en kol, ve'en oneh, ve'en kashev. It was all the world quiet. Quiet. Hashem made all the world quiet. And they were shouting, everybody heard. Thousands of Jewish people were in Har Carmel. Maybe a million Jewish people came to see what will happen. And they got nervous. The priests, Eliyahu Navi, started to laugh at them. He said, where is your God? Maybe he went to the restroom and he was making jokes about the Avodah Zarah. The Gemara learned from that it is allowed to make jokes. It's not allowed to make letzanut. But Avodah Zarah, yes. Vayhi ba'alot ha-mincha. The time of mincha came. Eliyahu Navi took his bull. He made shechita. He put the bull on the altar, and then he turned, he saw all of the Jewish people standing, watching to see what will happen. And he started to pray to Hashem. Vayhi ba'alot ha-mincha. Eliyahu Navi said, Hashem, look, the situation of Am Israel, they are worshipping idols, it's the worst. Please, Hashem, now we have an opportunity to make them to believe. So please, Aneni Hashem, Aneni. Eliyahu Levi said twice, Aneni Hashem, Aneni. And immediately fire came, burned the sacrifice. Vayar kol ha'am, when they saw it, they bowed all of them and said twice, Hashem hu ha'elokim, Hashem hu ha'elokim. At the same moment, the 400 priests, they saw everybody on the floor, they tried to escape, but they failed. People surrounded them, gave them to Eliyahu Navi. He went down to Haifa, and he killed next to the sea, he killed all of them, Eliyahu Navi. So, Hazal said, Eliyahu HaNavi said, Aneni Hashem, Aneni, twice. Why did he say Aneni twice? Hazal said, Aneni once, Shetered Esh Me'ashamayim. Ve'aneni, שלא יאמרו מעשה כשפים הוא. It's very important point. Eliyahu Hanavi asked first for the miracle, that the fire will come. But he said, it's not enough to have miracle. Hashem, please, accept the miracle, put in their heart to believe it is a miracle. שלא יאמרו מעשה כשפים הוא. חס ושלום, they can say, yes, Eliyahu Hanavi did it because he is a magician. He knows to make hocus pocus like some magicians, and he did it. But it's not a miracle. So Hashem, please, this opportunity they will believe when you show them the miracle. Don't only make the miracle. Also, שלא יאמרו מעשה כשפים הוא. רבותיי, we can see from that the same principle I said at the beginning. If someone wants to find excuses, he will find them. If someone sees miracles, still it's not the end. That's it. He saw a miracle, he will believe. Somebody asked Rabbi Saul Salanter, why Hashem doesn't make miracles every day, miracles? We will see someone eating not kosher, immediately he will die. So people will start to believe. Rabbi Saul Salanter said, I promise you, no. No. Rashaim, if they want to find excuses, they will find them. I'm sure Lapid or all the Rashaim in Eretz Yisrael, we have a lot in Eretz Yisrael. And if Hashem showed them miracles, they will see every day miracle, they will not believe. They will find excuses. Like Eliyahu Hanavi was afraid, Chas v'Shalom, it will happen to Am Yisrael. So Rabotai, it's not only about Emunah. About every step we are doing in this world. If someone wants to study Torah, he can study. If he wants to find excuses why not to study, he will find them. But in the end, the two men, one went to study and the other one found excuses. The one will be Talmid Chacham, and the other one will be full of excuses. Why not? This, I couldn't, this, I was tired, I was this, I was that. Excuses. Chas v'Shalom, we don't have to find excuses. We have to be with our Emet, to be with Emet all the time. I can study, I will go to study. It's difficult, I have difficulties, okay, I will go to study. This is my life. Nobody tries to find excuses why not to eat or why not to sleep. We want to eat when we want to sleep. So we want to study Torah also. No excuses. And Chas v'Shalom, if we have excuses, as I said, Talmidei Chachamim cannot be with excuses. When I was in Yeshiva Ketane, I had Magichu, Rabbi Yosef Heller. He was the best Magichu in Eretz Yisrael. And he didn't punish, never punished us. Once, one student disappeared. We were 14 years old. One disappeared for 1 week. After 1 week, he came, and the rabbi asked him, where were you? He said, I was in bed. I didn't feel good. And we knew he was lying. He didn't want to study. And the rabbi smiled to him. Yes, I understand. You for sure, you are saying the truth. You were in bed. But look, we learned Masechet Bovekameh. We learned one daf. 1 week, it's one daf. Tosfot. Tomorrow, I'm going to make test. We explained it that daf again and again. We learned it deep. It will be a test tomorrow. All your friends will write, and they will succeed. And you will write, instead of answers, two words. Haiti chole. Okay? But the bottom line, they know the Gemara, you don't. They will be Talmidei Chachamim, you will not. And he told him, if you go and an accident happens, somebody had ketchup, and it was on your shirt, you are not guilty. It's not your fault. And you will say, I'm not going to change my shirt because I am not guilty. It's not my fault. And maybe also you will write on it, it wasn't my fault. But your shirt is dirty. The bottom line is dirty. So you have excuses. Who cares about the excuses you have? The bottom line, it's dirty. So, Rabotai, Be'ezrat Hashem, every day, every time, every opportunity we have, we will study Torah, we will worship Hashem. No excuses. We will worship Hashem, Be'emet uVetamim, Amen, Ken Yihi Ratzon.